My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie Gwali. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited you're here today listening wherever you are in the world. Welcome, my gorgeous queen. This podcast, if you're new here, we focus on all the things physical health, mental health, and spiritual health, while also having an emphasis on the fact that we're all humans and we definitely need to give ourselves grace and find balance, knowing that we're not always going to be perfect in our journey, but this podcast is going to help us just level up and constantly learn and evolve and just become our best selves wherever we are in our current season. So that being said, this episode is a solo episode. I am a new mom. My baby is currently 1 month and 1 day as I'm recording this, which is so wild. And I thought it'd be really fun to record an episode where I share with you some postpartum realness, things that I have been learning in this season that can honestly be applicable to any time in life, no matter if you're a new mom, no matter if you already have kids, or if you're listening and you're in college or in high school or a postgrad, whatever season you're in. I think this episode is definitely gonna provide some sort of value in some way. That is my prayer for you today. But that being said, I always start things off on our podcast with a little self-check-in. So think of this as a time to really just ground yourself and see how you're doing in your day, and also just use a check-in to move forward. If you're having the worst day in the entire world, this is a good time to just see maybe why you're feeling how you're feeling, why the world feels like it's ending today. Or if you're having the best day ever, see what's going right. So wherever you are, just take a deep, deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with lots of goodness, lots of love into your beautiful body, and then take a big exhale, just sighing out, letting go of anything that is not serving you, just release it with your breath. All right, now ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? Be so real and honest with yourself. And once you have your number, ask the follow-up question of, why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened in your day. Maybe nothing happened. Just try to pinpoint it for 1 second. Okay, now I want you to ask yourself the follow-up question. What can I do today to take this number and bump it up 1 notch on the scale? And maybe write down the thing you're going to do. Hold yourself accountable to it. And I'll give you some mood booster ideas also in this episode that have been change in my life. They're very simple, but very effective. Okay, the next question is on a physical level. Have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill if you've listened before. Grab your waters no matter what. Let's all just take a moment to hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. Definitely need to hydrate. Okay, next question. Have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you have or have not, stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. All right, next question is, what is something that you love about yourself? Take a moment to just give yourself a compliment. Even say it out loud. Just be like, Callie, I love your smile. Fill in your name, obviously. Whatever would boost your mood and show yourself love. All right, my final question for you is, what is something that has been holding you back in this season of your life? We have literally 2 more months and 9 days left of the year, and it's our time to just glow up. Finish the year strong, finish the year operating as our empowered, amazing, best self versions of ourselves that we deserve to be. So just really take a moment to pinpoint something that is not serving you in your life. Maybe write it down, tell somebody. Accountability buddies are so real. And yeah, maybe ask, let's do a follow-up question. I feel like that needs a follow-up question. Is what is the first step you can take today to improve on whatever that thing has been that's been holding you back? Okay, amazing. Let's get into it, you guys. I'm so excited. This episode is, like I said, a solo one. I want to just quickly catch you guys up, though, on some fun ideas I have for the podcast. Few things, because you guys are this, I record these episodes not for myself, but for you guys, and I want this to be the best experience you possibly can have. So, okay, couple ideas, and let me know your thoughts. You can DM me on Instagram at healthybuthumanpod what you think. Or you also, if you're in our group chat, you can also let me know in the Ask Callie section of the group chat also what you think too, okay? So first things first is I feel like I had a guest on last week, which is ironic that I was just about to say, I feel like I haven't had guests on really a lot in the podcast, but I definitely want to have more experts on the podcast. Like I said, the podcast focuses a lot on physical health, mental health, and spiritual health. So if you guys have specific people that you really want to have on the podcast, and I just want you to know, like, I want these conversations with these people to be deep, to be real, to be like picking their brains, getting the most value for you guys to listen to. So if you have people you can think of that you really want to see on the show, please let me know and I will do my best to get them on the podcast. And then the other thing too is I really, really want to start doing more series type of things in the podcast. So we have a couple of series. If you listened a few weeks back, we had a fall series for like fall habits and stuff. It was a 3-part series, and I'm curious if you guys like the series style for the podcast, and if so, if you have specific themes, topics you really want me to get super deep on in these series. So one thought I had is like, we could do a series on relationships. So maybe we could have an episode on dating, an episode on being engaged, episode on marriage, episode on singleness, episode on specifics within dating, like all the just the nitty gritty. So let me know your thoughts on stuff like that. I think it could be really fun for the podcast. I just want to like keep the podcast fun, exciting, fresh, and new. And also too, I definitely want to get some more merch out there for you guys. We haven't done a merch drop since, I want to say, February, which is a while. Those sweatshirts, I still have a few left. So if you guys do really like those sweatshirts, I'm not going to bring them back. It was just a lot to get them printed at the local shop I was going to. So definitely go snag those hoodies. There's the Love Beyond Measure ones if you want one. I have a few left, and yeah. Those are really cute. And then I also too, like, if you have any sort of merch requests, if you have certain colors of a hoodie you'd like, if you want to see more than a hoodie, if you want like a water bottle, if you want a hat, journal, things like that. I am so open. I love ideas. I love requests. I love all of your creativity and ideas. It really helps me a ton. I feel like I'm the type of person that sometimes when I have someone give me an idea, I can really like bounce off of it and expand on it. So I'm seriously so open ears too. Also, one more thing I have that I really have been chewing on wanting to do for a long, long time, like over a year, is I want to start filming the podcast. I think I haven't done this because I've simply been just one, lazy about it. It's definitely a lot more work to film a podcast than just record on a microphone. I feel like I can just record anywhere, everywhere. I don't need to have like the tripod set up, the lighting set up, all of that stuff, put myself together, you know. And I just feel like I love personally listening to podcasts where I can watch them. I feel like there's just an element you feel like you're really connected to the person and it's really cool. So I would love to create that experience for our Healthy But Human community. And I'm curious to know if you guys would like that, if you watch podcasts. So let me know. Lots of fun things. I also am wanting to do an updated rebrand as well. As you can tell, there's a lot of ideas on my mind and I gotta start somewhere, but please keep me posted if you like how I'm thinking, if you have ideas as well. I'm all open ears. Seriously, just DM me on Instagram, Healthy But Human Pod. That's probably where I'll see it the most likely chance. Those DMs I will definitely see. And then the Geneva group chat we have, I will also see that as well. If you just message me on there or like drop it in Ask Callie, I will see it 1000%. Whew, okay, that was a mouthful. Let's get into it. I want to just talk about some things that I've been learning in my life lately, especially in this postpartum season. So if you didn't listen to last week or 2 weeks ago episode, that episode was all about my birth story, labor. If you are listening and you're pregnant and you're feeling very nervous about birth, I'm here to tell you, you got this. Seriously, you got this. I wish I could just give you the biggest hug ever right now and just hug you and be like, you can do it, because I know how scary I was feeling leading up to the birth. It was just a lot of unknown, but trust me, like, you're gonna do an amazing job and you're gonna be an awesome mom. Your body knows what to do. It's designed to birth. I am speaking just total protection over you in Jesus' name. God's got you. Press in during the birth. Just pray, literally pray. I prayed like the whole time. Okay, so that being said, go listen to the episode if you want, from the labor and all the birth stuff. But let's talk about postpartum. Let's talk about what's been going on in my life lately. I think this is going to probably resonate with a lot of people, even if you are not in postpartum. So I think the first thing I just want to talk about today is how to just be present in your current season of life. This is something that I have been constantly reminding myself just over and over again during postpartum. It's so wild because you have your baby, but the thing is, like, the world doesn't stop. Even though you feel like your world has stopped, you feel like you're in a totally different season of life. Everything around you is different. It's really weird because everyone else is still doing the same things and like the world kept going. But you're like, wait, I have a human now in my house and I'm a mom and like, what? My entire life is different in an amazing way, but like it's weird. So I think I've definitely experienced like going on social media, seeing what everyone else is doing, and kind of like feeling in moments of comparison, moments of feeling like I should be doing more than I'm doing right now. And that's the thing I was about postpartum, is your baby needs you. Your baby is brand new to the world. If you're breastfeeding, they literally need your boob to survive. And it is a lot when, for me, I'm running my own business. And it's been a lot to just lay that down to the side and be like, my child comes first. I have to make sure her needs are taken care of. I have to make sure she's fed. I have to make sure she's okay, doesn't have a poopy diaper. And then I can get to work when she is good. And so I feel like my life has, like, the days, people say it's life slows down, I guess, or like you feel like it's slower paced life. I don't know if I agree with that. I think it's just been a very different schedule and different life, which definitely has led me to feel on a business side of things like I'm falling behind. But I've just been having to remind myself continuously that I am in this current season of life. Just because someone else is doing something different doesn't mean that I'm doing life wrong. And that is something, if you are in any season of life, is do your best to be present in the season that you're in. I think finding contentment in any season is powerful stuff. God will show us beautiful, amazing things when we're being present. He's going to try and show us things all the time. But if we're not being present, we're probably going to miss out on the little things he wants to show us in our day-to-day life. I definitely spent some time wishing away where I was. I think I was really just desiring to be in a different city, a different house, have a different financial situation, all these just different things that I realized I wasn't being grateful for what I have around me, the people I have around me, the place I live in, the beautiful nature around me. So I encourage you, if you are struggling with being present, to make a gratitude list. Write down right now 10 things that you're grateful for in your life right now. There is no room for discontentment when you are grateful in your life. Like, it is so powerful. It's just gratitude is the best attitude. And maybe I have on my phone a reminder every day to I think it's thankful for 5 things each day. At 3 p.m. it goes off. I picked 3 p.m. because I find around 3 p.m. it's kind of like that weird hour of the day when you're just really tired. Maybe you feel like you're in a slump. I started this phone reminder in 2021 when I was extremely depressed in my corporate job. Working from home, I was very isolated and I felt meh every day. And so I was like, you know what? We're going to be thankful at 3 p.m. every day when I feel terrible mentally. So I added that to my phone and I haven't turned it off. Some days I do it, some days I don't do it. But I encourage all of us right now in our lives to be grateful on the daily basis. 5 to 10 things, you guys. That's all we got to do. Okay, this leads me into my next thing I've learned in postpartum is how to actually be patient. Oh my goodness. I struggled so much my entire life with patience. Like, that was the thing that I feel like my family would label me as, being the impatient person. Like, Callie's not patient. Like, that was very much my identity, which I reject that. Like, no, we're not going to live by that identity statement. I am patient. Something that I realized in my walk with God, and if you're listening and you are not a believer, like, it's fine. Just hear me out on this. It's a very interesting thought. So in Christianity, we believe that there are the fruits of the Spirit. You got love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay? I always thought that I needed to chase after and pursue these fruits of the Spirit specifically. So, like, love, for example, I need to be a more loving person or more joyful person. But I learned recently, actually, that when you walk in the Spirit, so when you're letting the Holy Spirit guide your life, these things are the fruit of that, the fruits of the Spirit, hence the name. So it's really hard to pursue being patient if you're not walking by the Spirit, abiding by the Spirit in your day-to-day life. If you're operating in the flesh, if you're operating from a place of what does Callie want rather than operating what does God want, then these fruits of the Spirit might be fleeting in your life. That's what I learned, and it's very true. So specifically with patience, John and I have really found at nighttime. Nighttime is challenging, you guys, because we have the feedings. So she wakes up every few hours and needs to eat. She needs her diaper change, needs to be burped, and then go to sleep. So sometimes they're quick, but other times they're long. And on the times when they're really long, that's when I've found that patience has been specifically very hard. Very hard when I have an agenda for myself. So that being said, if I wake up at night and I'm exhausted, she needs a feed, my agenda is to go back to sleep as soon as humanly possible. So when I have that agenda for myself, then I found that I get impatient with her, which leads to me feeling angry, which leads to me feeling all of these other type of negative things, and then not operating as the best self version of myself I can be. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My sweaty studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hello, my gorgeous queen. I'm so excited to share something that I know will be a game changer for you. If you're dealing with a miserable that time of the month, feeling bloated, having cravings, or struggling with sleep, you're gonna wanna hear about this. Meet Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth, a supplement designed to support your body's natural balance, making things like PMS, mood swings, and even menopause symptoms easier to manage. Plus, it's plant-based, gluten-free, and full of herbal adaptogens that help your body adapt to stress, something we all need. My favorite core ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony are the adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient I personally love is maca root extract, which can give you sustained energy, helping with mild mood swings and supporting a healthy drive. I've heard so many incredible stories from women who say they feel like themselves again after using Hormone Harmony. Whether it's helping with sleep quality, reducing occasional bloating, or just supporting their overall well-being, it's truly making a difference for women all over the world. And here's the best part. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, and there are over 17,000 glowing reviews from women who love the way it makes them feel. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com by using my code CALLIE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and don't forget to use CALLIE for 15% off today. You're gonna love it.
88% of the work week is spent communicating. Typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Make fall cleanup quick and easy, and save big money at Menards. From chainsaws, hedge trimmers, to blowers and more, Works Power Tools and Lawn Equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. Check out Menards' entire selection of Works Power Tools and Lawn Equipment. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
But on the times when I am operating in the spirit, I'm loving her well, I'm doing my best to be selfless, like these are times when the fruits of the spirit, like patience, come so much easier in my life. So I just encourage you with that. If you're struggling to be patient, operate in the spirit. How do you operate in the spirit? Invite the Holy Spirit in. Say, Holy Spirit, just fill me right now. Lord, I want you to guide my life. I want to operate in the spirit, not in the flesh. Literally, easy as that. Okay, next thing is I want to talk about some of the unexpected things in postpartum. Unhinged, I will say. I made a post about this. I thought it was really funny. And I just wanted to share with you some things that no one told me. No one told me in school about what would happen in postpartum. Quick water break. Okay, the first thing we need to address is the boobs. So when I want to set, so the way that like milk supply happens is you first have your colostrum, and the colostrum is like not really a lot of milk. It's really, it's like different. And this is what happens right when you give birth. You have colostrum, and the baby, if you're breastfeeding, the baby will latch on and will consume the colostrum. As the baby breastfeeds more, that is stimulating your milk supply to come in. So a few days following the birth, my milk supply came in hot. So hot, you guys. I literally woke up, I looked in the mirror, my boobs looked like I'd gotten a double boob job. Overnight, they were hard, they were so firm, they were huge. I was like, I thought my boobs were already large in pregnancy. This is new. Okay. So then to top it off, they started to leak. And this didn't happen immediately when the milk came in, but it's really funny because I don't know, the first time I noticed it, maybe John noticed it, honestly, but she was drinking milk on one side of my, on one of my boobs. And then the other one, I think I was like, I had my clothes still over the other one, and there was fully a milk. Oh, no. I felt the milk drip down my leg, and I was like, what is that? And then I looked down, and I was like, wait, my boob is fully leaking milk right now. This is wild. So that's been really interesting. No one tells you that. No one tells you that they will leak. It's really cool. I think it's very cool. I think some people get bothered by it, but I think the body is so beautiful, so cool. I love it. So anyways, that's one unhinged thing I noticed. The other thing that's super, super cool is, this is recent, when my milk supply comes in like every however many hours, it's so wild because she'll literally like wake up and start crying very soon after, within like 5-10 minutes. And I'm like, this is so cool. I feel so connected to this human being without like being connected. It's just so cool how all of this works. I think something else that no one told me in postpartum, you hear a lot about people saying poop, there's so much poop, but no one addresses how much spit up there is. I am covered in puke sometimes. Like the other day, I had just taken a shower. I just had my hair wash day, and I burped the girl over my shoulder, which if you're a mom listening, I personally think the over the shoulder burp method is the by far the best method for getting the gas bubbles out. We have tried pretty much everything. That was a whole other story. She was so gassy, a lot of spit up. We were like, what do we do? Over the shoulder burping, game changer. But I will say, on the hair wash days, watch out for your hair, because I burped her over the shoulder, and what happened, she puked up, spit up all over my hair, all over my back, all over the outfit, all over the bed. Yesterday that happened, she puked all over the bed. It's so interesting and funny, and you gotta just laugh it off, because like, she's a tiny little human, she's adorable, and it is just the burps, the noises, the spit up, the poops, like the coos, all of it, the noises. That's another thing. No one tells you about how freaking adorable the noises are. Like, who knew a little poop could be so cute? Anyways, that is another thing. And then, okay, another thing that was unexpected in postpartum is the hurricane evacuation. If you listened to last week's episode, we evacuated for Hurricane Milton, and prayers go out to anyone affected by Hurricane Milton and Hurricane Helene. Oh my gosh, like, it's just so devastating how hard they hit Florida and just took people's homes away. So definitely praying for families who are affected, and individuals also affected too. My area, I live in Jensen Beach. It's, if you know where like Stewart is, it's near Stewart. My area got hit pretty hard with like tornadoes. So I am very thankful that we did leave. Thankfully our house is good. The only damage was one banana tree snapped, but just thankful that nothing else happened. I think there was like 19 tornadoes or something in the area. It was actually wild. So yeah, so that happened, and we made the game call to go to Texas to John's family's ranch, and we drove 16 plus hours with our newborn child and our two massive dogs. So that was unexpected, and that was an adventure, But I will say it got us out of the baby bubble so fast. I was moving into another little point I wanted to talk about today is I was so afraid, you guys. I was so afraid of germs, like so afraid. I definitely think it's important to be very cautious when you have a newborn child because they are newborn children. They're new to the world. But I was feeling almost like neurotic about it. I was scared to even have like my friends, people I am close to, meet her. And this trip was really good because it got us out and it got us to be more comfortable with having people we are close to holding our baby, touching our baby. Obviously, like setting boundaries is so crucial in postpartum. Telling people, hey, can you wash your hands before you touch my baby? Things like that. And I'm still working on that. I definitely need to get better at it. It's just like uncomfortable. I didn't realize how people are so obsessed with newborns and just like want to touch your baby and will just like touch their face or their hands without you even realizing it. And so I've just had to be like a fine line between not being germophobic, but also being a responsible advocate for my child. So we've been navigating that and it's interesting. But that was something I didn't expect to happen in postpartum. I think also just like going on to even postpartum fear, like the random rashes, the excessive spit up, like different, the new poop color, things like that have been, it's been such a time of just really giving things to the Lord and trying my best to address fear rather than sit in it. I'm not perfect at it, but I'm working on it. And I think it's something that people don't necessarily warn you about is like there's just so many opinions on different things, vaccinations, should you do it, should you not, different ways to sleep, should you sleep on your backside for your baby, all these things. Like there's so many opinions, strong opinions at that. So I think ultimately we've been trying to involve God in as much as we can and just asking him for conviction, for peace around things. That's been our guidance because ultimately God made her, he knows the best. Okay, let's move into something else I want to talk about is spending time with God in busy seasons. I'm not going to lie. Last week I dropped this in the episode was I opened up about this, how I had been feeling really spiritually dry since giving birth. It's really interesting because when you have a newborn child, like especially as the mother, I mean, I feel like my priorities have shifted so greatly. Used to, I'd have my full morning routine. And that was when I'd spend time with the Lord, like deep, intimate, quiet time with him. And I feel like it's been so interesting because she has her like windows of being awake. And sometimes that's like an hour, sometimes 30 minutes, being asleep. Sometimes it's 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. And it's like in that window of time, I can work on going on a walk, taking care of myself. I can spend time with the Lord. I can clean my house. I can call a friend. Like there's just, it's less time to do things that would take up my full day. So that being said, like I've definitely been guilty of putting God the back burner on some days and I was feeling guilty about it, but guilt is from the enemy. Guilt is not from God. That is straight up legalism, feeling guilty for not checking off the box of hanging out with the Lord. Ultimately, it's a relationship. It's not a to-do on your to-do list. I think the ways that I've been doing my best to stay and grow close to him is just asking the Lord, hey God, like where are you right now? Like just help me feel your presence. We talk about that in the episode last week. If you're feeling spiritually dry, go listen to that one next. It's with my mother-in-law, Cynthia. She's just absolutely incredible. Like honestly, I look up to her so much in my spiritual walk. I've learned so much from her. She gives some really good tips on that, on spiritual dryness. But I think that's one thing I've been doing is just more so feeling the Lord's presence in my life. Just talking to God like he's my best friend, just telling him what's going on, giving him my fears, giving him my thankfulness, giving him, just talking to him genuinely, involving him in what I'm doing. I think doing my best to just read scripture when I can. Ultimately, I think the relationship with God is more important than reading an entire book of the Bible or like whatever the case is, checking things off. But I think scripture is so, it's food. It's literally spiritual food. So it's so, so, so important to also read your Bible. But that's what I've been trying to do on the days when maybe I don't have like all the time in the world to read an entire chapter of the Bible. I'll just hang out with God in whatever I'm doing. And then I'll just try and read scripture when I can. So that's been something that I've been doing as well. Also listening to podcasts that are just, I love listening to Girls Gone Bible. I went to their live podcast show actually last week. It was incredible. That's one I love for all things Jesus. Also, I love Maddie Pruitt's podcast. I think it's called If you look up Maddie Pruitt, you'll find it. I've been loving those two podcasts for just really good talks about Jesus. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. But anywho, let's talk about one more quick thing is let's talk about some mood boosters. I feel like I mentioned this at the beginning of the episode. I'd give you some mood boosters that have been awesome in my life. Very simple ones. First one is making fall baked things. I've been loving baking lately. It's been so fun. I feel like that's just something I've been doing to just feel like myself, just something I'm doing for myself. And also I love baking because you can give it to your friends and whoever to try it. I feel like that's so fun. I made these really good pumpkin pie cookies yesterday with my best friend from college. She came up to visit and to meet Belle, and we made them, and they were actually supposed to be pumpkin donut holes, but we unfortunately did not have a muffin tin. I need to get one, but we made these as like cookies instead, and they were so good. I actually have them linked in my story highlights on @CallieGwally on Instagram. If you look up my food highlight, the recipe is on there. I saved it for you. It's so, so yummy and pretty healthy, honestly. Another thing I've been doing for mood boosters is going on walks daily. I've been trying daily walks the past few days. I did not go on one, and let me tell you, felt significantly worse. Literally going on a 30-minute walk is just such a highlight. I take the girl with me. We go on either a stroller or I have her in a carrier. I feel like it's a bonding time for me and Belle. And I feel like also walks, I've been spending time with God on my walks, and that's been so amazing. Another thing I love doing recently is just wearing like cute outfits, not always wearing sweats. Let me say though, you can make a sweatsuit so cute. So I've been trying to just put on outfits that I feel confident in, that are fun, feel like fashionable, and then also wearing some makeup as well. I feel like I had not worn makeup in like a year while I was pregnant. And I feel like it just, there's something about just putting on a little bit of makeup, curling the eyelashes, putting the mascara on. You know, I can't explain it, but it just feels good. So that's been really fun and a mood booster in my life. Those are just three things that have been honestly highlights recently. One more thing I wanted to just touch on before we go is let's just talk about body confidence in postpartum, honestly, in any season of life. I have some good body confidence episodes if you want more on this topic. I will say I've had some intrusive thoughts around my body since giving birth, looking at my side profile and just being like, there's a little stomach pooch. And I got a DM about this actually, I think when I did a Q&A. And I just want to talk about it. Like the mom pooch is what they call it or whatever. I hate that. But it is one of those things where like, I think as women, even men struggle with this, just having intrusive thoughts around your body of you need to change that. You need to be better at this, look this way, whatever. Like I think end of the day, what I'm realizing is ultimately the most important thing about your body is that it's healthy, that you're taking care of it. If you take care of your body to the best of your ability, it's gonna look amazing. Because when you give yourself fuel, good nourishing fuel, it's the inside out approach. When you give yourself good fuel, when you give yourself good movement, when you get sleep, when you just do little things in your life that are good for your body is gonna look good. So I think people get mixed up. I know I have before, I'm guilty of it, wanting to look a certain way, wanting the six pack, wanting the pooch gone, and being so hyper fixated on that, that you aren't making healthy choices for your body to feel good. It's all about the aesthetics. It's all about the looking a certain way. There's nothing wrong with wanting your body to look a certain way. For so long, I believed that I could not have those goals. I think what happens that's negative is when you hate yourself so much, how you currently are, that you make decisions based on hate for your body, not on love for your body. So you ultimately end up harming your body because you want to look a certain way so badly, but rather than making choices because you love your body. You want to take care of your body. And your body's gonna show the results from that. So that's something that I've been learning with body confidence. Also, talking kindly to yourself. I say it so much and I will say it again. Words have power. Speak life over yourself. Speak kind words, compliments, hype your body up, be nice to it. Seriously, it deserves it. It's doing the best it can. And if you just gave birth, oh my gosh, you just gave birth. Like, your body did a huge thing. It birthed a child. It grew a child for 9 months. That's something John reminded me. And it was really, really, really beautiful. He was like, if you had your pre-baby body, you wouldn't have your baby now. And it is such a good reminder that my body did an awesome thing and Bella's here because of my body housing her for 9 months. So give yourself love. You deserve it. All right, that is all we're going to touch on today. I hope you love this episode. Let me know what you think on the stuff I mentioned before, like the ideas I'm having for the podcast, all of that. Anyways, sending you my love, praying for you guys that you have an awesome rest of your week. I'm here for you. Seriously, DM me. DM me in Geneva app, DM me on Instagram. I'm here for you guys and I love you so much. If you like the episode, if you think it would help someone in your life, share it on your socials. Tag me as well. And also feel free to send it to a friend too who you think it would help their life. I send podcasts to my friends all the time. That's kind of like what we do. But anyway, sending my love your way and I hope you have the best day. As always, stay healthy, be human, and keep shining light and love into the rest of the world. All right, bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.